friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Why the song lyrics for Mary Did You Know actually make it perfect for Easter too. Written by Mel Johnson, read by Julie Provost. The song lyrics for Mary Did You Know have been long treasured as a classic for the Christmas season. However, if you think about it, this beloved tune actually makes perfect sense for celebrating Easter too. Mark Lowry wrote the lyrics for Mary Did You Know in 1994. It is directed toward Mary in the manger holding her newborn son Jesus, pondering the miraculous feast her baby boy would go on to perform. Once Mark completed the song lyrics for Mary Did You Know, he asked Buddy Green to compose the music. And since the song's release, this modern-day hymn became a worldwide sensation. Now, Mary Did You Know is one of the most popular Christmas songs of all time. However, if you listen carefully, this musical masterpiece seems just as fitting for the Easter season too. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? The sleeping child you're holding is the great I am. The birth of Jesus began his mission to save us, which was fulfilled through his death and resurrection. The powerful words of Mary, did you know, outline the miraculous things Jesus would do while on earth. And Easter celebrates the culmination of all these things into the final sacrifice Jesus made on our behalf. There's no doubt that it's a troubling time for the world. With so many questions, we can find comfort in our faith and the ever-constant nature of God. He is the answer to every question, and he is truly the great I am. So this Easter season, as you listen to the song lyrics for Mary, Did You Know, may it remind us all to trust in God, just like Mary.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Man spots neighbor who lost her husband and drops everything to give her a hug. Written by Hallie Wells, read by Julie Provost. When a man notices his neighbor walking alone and realized she'd lost her husband, he dropped everything and rushed to give her a much-needed hug. Neighbors have unique relationships. While we may not know each other's names, we see each other and speak regularly. We know one another's routines. And even though we may have only shared small talk, there is often a genuine affection in those casual connections. Aldon observed an elderly couple walking in his neighborhood for years. He wrote, "Since 2011, I'd seen an older couple walking the neighborhood every morning and evening. They had matching windbreaker outfits, large white New Balance sneakers, and a stick in hand." He described how the two waved, blew kisses at his dogs, and commented on what a beautiful day it was, even when they walked in the rain. Though they'd never exchanged names, he knew where they lived, and they knew where he and his boys lived. Alden recalled a story from 2015. He was returning home from the beach with his red Doberman. The top and doors were off of his Jeep, and he landed on Maroon 5's cover of The Way You Look Tonight. As Alden turned on the street, he noticed the couple walking. They wore huge smiles and their matching windbreaker outfits. He reached to turn down the blasting radio volume, but the man motioned for him to turn the tune up. The man explained to Alden, "Sure is wonderful to hear stuff like that being played by a youngin." Then he gave his wife a twirl, and they danced. Over the years, as Alden exercised, tended to his yard, or washed his Jeep, he played all sorts of music. The couple happened by, they'd wave, smile, and dance, no matter what Alden happened to be listening. Country, heavy metal, or rap, the couple danced. Then one day, Alden was watering his yard. He saw the woman walk by alone and waved to her. She waved back, and Alden jokingly called out, "Where's the better half?" She slowed and began to shake her head. She looked up at Alden and in a trembling voice told him that she didn't have him anymore. Alden's heart sank and he rushed down to the street. As he approached, he questioned her. "Ma'am?" She turned toward Alden, tears streaming down her face. It became clear that the woman had lost her husband. The two didn't say another word. They hugged and he comforted her as he would his mother or grandmother. The lady sobbed into Alden's chest for a moment and said, "I'm just trying to do the things we used to. So I still feel like he's around. I needed that hug more than you know. Thank you for all the music." It would have been convenient for Alden to continue his work without questioning or taking time to go to his neighbor. But he chose otherwise. He offered his kindness when she needed it most. Even though they might never have exchanged names, they formed a sweet friendship over the years. He played his music nice and loud, and they consistently provided the young man with an example of what true love looks like. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Matthew 5:4.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast. And please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
The love of God is immeasurable. It's unchanging. It's indescribable. Because God loves you so much, you can sleep through the night in peace. With Abide Bible Sleep Meditation, you can fall asleep fast with relaxing sleep stories based on Scripture. To start listening now, go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Bible Sleep Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.